Hey, it's Larry here, Xbox Live's Major Nelson, checking in and logging in for show number 192, which you are now listening to and you've successfully downloaded. Thank you. I'm recording this on Sunday, September 10th, 2006, up here in Seattle, Washington. Interesting show today because, I don't have a lot of notes. Usually I spend the week putting little bits of piece of paper aside and saying, hey, I want to talk about this, or hey, I want to talk about that. And this week I've just been so damn busy playing Saints Row, and I'll talk about that later on in the show, that I sat down, I'm like, damn, I got to do a show today. And I kind of, you know, rattled off some notes. So there you have it. You know, one of the things I struggle with, I have a great interview later on today with Alan Bowman, who is the general manager of the Australian and India region. He's going to tell us about the India launch. Of course, the Xbox 360 is launching in India at the end of September. So he happened to be in Redmond. His office is based elsewhere, and you'll hear about that. So I grabbed him for a quick interview, and he's a good guy. Love that guy. Love those guys down in Australia. So talk to him later on. One of the things that I struggle with each week, and frankly on the blog and in the show here, is how much do I talk about, you know, Sony? You know, you guys know that I talk about my Nintendo DS frequently because I love it. And a lot of people don't perceive Nintendo as a competitor to Microsoft because they're kind of off in a different area. You know, they have a lot of different types of games and so forth. With the Wii, it's kind of going a different direction. And, you know, everyone's heard of the Wii 60 or the Wii 360, depending upon which one you're looking at. You know, that concept that, you know, for the price of a Sony PlayStation 3, you can purchase an Xbox 360 and a Wii, a Nintendo Wii. So so I struggle with it because, you know, I love talking about my Nintendo DS, great device. But, you know, Sony, everyone perceives Sony as more of a direct competitor for us. So I'm always wondering, well, how much do I talk about them? And, you know, clearly I'm concerned about this because I opened my show with it. And then, I couldn't just ignore the news of this week, the news of the fact that that Sony announced that they're going to be, the numbers are going to be much more limited than initially thought in North America and Japan, and that they're not actually going to ship in Europe until the spring of 2007. So, you know, I wanted to bring that up, and I just, you know, they found out how hard it is, and certainly we did when we did a simultaneously multi-region launch last year, that it's hard. It's quite hard. And you're also using, you know, they've got the added pressure of dealing with an unproven technology, specifically Blu-ray. So it's, it becomes even more difficult. So, you know, I didn't want to ignore that, but, I also wanted to, I just wanted to address it up front, just let you know kind of the constant angst that I deal with on the show. And I want to talk about whatever I want to talk about. And sometimes, you know, the news may be a little Sony heavy, and sometimes it may not. And this week it just happens to be very Sony heavy. you know, what do you guys think of that? You know, the fact that you think, you know, I'm not a marketer. I don't work in the marketing department, but I'm sure that we're going to have a lot more folks coming over to the Xbox 360 now, especially in Europe, with two reasons. A, that the PS3 is delayed. And two, that the football franchises, you know, the soccer franchises in Europe, which is huge in Europe, are only available on the Xbox 360 basically for next year. So, that, you know, those are two elements I think are going to lead to some great success in Europe. And then of course, we're continuing to expand around the world. As I talked about a little earlier, we've got, I've got the GM behind the team that's launching in India. We'll interview him. So anyway, lots, I don't know, I'm kind of rambling on here. Anyway, PS3, you guys know about that. I'll put the links up on the blog. Blog registration is almost out of beta. If you download this off of iTunes, then you may or may not know that I actually have an entire blog that's set up where you can find out information about what's going up on the Xbox 360 marketplace. You know, kind of my general ramblings, and this is my personal blog, but, everyone thinks that I should just post about Xbox stuff, but frankly, I post about whatever the heck I want, most of which is Xbox stuff because I do work on the Xbox and the Xbox team and the Xbox Live team. But we enabled the registration last week, and it's just about out of beta, so you can actually go there. For those of you that don't know, we send you through a little bit of a process to register your gamertag. It doesn't use Passport. It doesn't use any of that other crazy stuff. It just uses this interesting registration method that I came up with working with my blog man, Lithion, and he coded it. And frankly, it works kind of well. Also, for those of you that don't know, how do I sign in or how do I sign out? We've now added some links in the upper right-hand corner of the blog right above the search box, so you can't miss that. So check out the blog if you can. If you want, don't know, love to have you come over there and post, register your gamer tag and post. Love to have that. As a result of registration, now basically that we've changed the way comments are handled, specifically that your comments, if you are a registered blog member, then your comments will go live pretty much immediately. The other time, usually, if you're not registered, they sit in a moderated queue until Lithion and I can take a look at them. Some of them, frankly, go right to the spam bucket, but that's a whole other conversation. He and I will get around to putting those live, but if you want to have your stuff up there frequently or, you know, have it post immediately or fairly immediately, because we do have some pretty heavy duty caching going on, then not register your gamer tag. So that's the deal with that. Let's see what happened this week. I'll talk about it later. Actually, why don't we talk about it now? I'm always telling you I'll talk about it later, but screw it. I'll talk about it now. The Xbox Live Arcade Wednesday, which was last Wednesday, it actually kind of took a different turn this week. So last Wednesday, Scramble was supposed to go live, and Scramble did not go live because there were some technical issues, so we told you about that. And instead, you... What did we put up there? I'm just looking. We got the PGR3 deck for Uno. So that's what's going on there. Scramble will be out this week. The arcade titles launch Wednesday. And people are always curious, what time do they launch on Wednesday? It could be 1 o'clock in the morning Pacific, could be 2 o'clock in the morning Pacific, you know, could be 3 o'clock, somewhere around there. There's a lot of factors that happen, but Wednesday morning is when it will go live. So Scramble will be this week, you know, barring nothing blows up between now and then. So that's the news for this week. So, and I'll have some other news, but I want to jump into the interview I did with Alan Bowman, who is who's the GM for Australia and the Indian regions. He's going to talk about the Indian law. In my office is Alan Bowman. Alan, welcome.
It's good to be here.
It's good to see you again. Last time you and I saw each other was when I was down in Australia.
That's right, for the Xbox 360 water balloon challenge.
Phenomenal. That was the first time I've been to Australia, and it was a blast. And it's so good to have you up here now. You're in town for some meetings, and you were able to squeeze me in your lunch hour.
No, it's a pleasure. It's good to see you again.
I wanted to talk to you about the Australian launch and see how that's going. So tell me how it's going. I mean, we launched earlier this year.
Yeah, we did. We launched in March this year.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm very pleased with the work that the team have done down there.
Yeah.
And we've sold a lot of Xbox 360 consoles. So, you know, Australia's been a great market for us, even with version 1.
Right.
And the guys down there really understand what they need to do to make the brand exciting and the product exciting and really sort of connect with the game community. I'm really, really pleased with what we're doing down in Australia. So the team are doing a great job down there. So it's very, very good to see. And, of course, they come up with all these wild and crazy ideas like the water balloon challenge.
Like the water balloon challenge, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons you're actually over here is because you're responsible. So tell me, you're the general manager of the region. Or explain to me how that works and what you're responsible for.
Yeah, so I look after what's called Asia Pacific,
yep.
Which also includes the Greater China region.
Okay.
And so a good way to think about it is non-Japan Asia. So I don't have Japan.
Okay.
So I kind of start in the north in China,
yep.
Taiwan, Hong Kong, Korea,
yep.
Come down through Asia, South Asia, Singapore, and then we kind of do a quick turn to the subcontinent, and I've got India, and then of course, then in the Pacific, I've got Australia and New Zealand.
But the important thing is you're just not Xbox, right?
No, that's right. So I'm Entertainment and Devices Division.
Right.
Look after the Microsoft hardware, what we call the CPXG business.
Right.
We've got the Xbox 360 business. We look after the retail channel, so we look after Office and Windows at retail.
Wow.
And it's an exciting business.
You've got a big job.
Yeah, it's fun. It really centers around the whole retail and consumer experience. So and the Xbox bit, you know, that certainly takes up a lot of the workload, but
yeah.
a lot of stuff happening in the Xbox space, that's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I mean Office and Windows, great products, and they're launching later this year and in next
yep.
year. So you're going to be
yep.
busy again with another launch.
Yeah, we've got a whole wave of stuff to get done this year. So
yeah.
It's But the next big thing for us is really getting Xbox out in India.
Yeah, I want to talk about that, because a lot of people may or may not know this, is that we're launching, the Xbox 360 is launching in India.
Yeah.
And when is that happening?
23rd of September.
23rd of September.
That's been an interesting project for us. We had a good little business there, an existing business there. We had a good PC hardware business, you know, our mice and keyboard stuff. So that's been a good little business.
Uh-huh.
And about 18 months ago, you know, Mohit Anand, who's our country manager there, tapped me on the shoulder and say, hey, you know, I want to be in the Xbox business. And so I got a couple of my biz dev colleagues together, and we went over and did a market assessment. And typically what we do in that situation is we go into the market, we meet local partners, we kind of get a sense of what's going on in retail, find out if there's any game community there or any people playing games. And there was a real we got a real sense that there was a vibrant gaming opportunity there. But it's like, you know, it reminds me of being in the video game business 20 years ago. There was really kind of no one there really established in any way.
Right.
Sony are really not there in any meaningful way. So it looked like a great opportunity. And, you know, India is a place where one of the unique facts about India is it's one of the youngest and probably the youngest country on the planet.
Oh, really?
So when you look at the age spread, there's a really, really big part of the population are under 24. And so it's real interesting. And so, yeah, you look at places like the UK, the US, Canada, Australia, places like that, very mature markets, much more aging population, big gaming communities.
Right.
But in India, you know, one of the real attractive things for us is the fact that it's such a young audience. So things like mobile phones, music, you know, clothing, you know, sports brands, you know.
All that really, lifestyle stuff.
Yeah, yeah, really starting to take off. And so we thought, wow, this looks like a prime opportunity for us to get in there first, build the brand, connect with local companies, you know, and really start to build something great. So anyway, we're pretty excited about the opportunity.
Yeah, I was doing some research for this interview, and I realized there's one billion people in India.
Yeah, it's an amazing number. The key thing about that is that a lot of those people live in rural and country areas. And so one of the pieces of work, it gets very... you know, when you're trying to work out the economics of a new business,
right,
you've got to really work out, you know, who are your key people, who are the key people you're going to go after.
Right.
So we narrowed the audience down to probably somewhere between about 80 and 150 million people were probably in the target audience.
Right.
At least from an economic point of view, could afford to buy
that's
an Xbox.
That's still a lot of people.
That's the thing that's just scary. It's like, wow, that's huge. But the other thing was working out where those people lived. And so what we're doing in India is we're going to launch in seven cities, the seven big cities. You've got to think about India. It's like the United States of India. Like there's 40 different states and territories.
Oh, there's 40 different states?
Yeah. And so all these little territories and states all make up the country. And it's an incredibly complex place, you know, it's very rich culture and very interesting people. But so we're going to launch in seven cities and get started there.
Yep.
But you know, exciting thing about it is young population, retailing's really starting to grow.
Right.
And so things that we might take for granted in the US or in Australia, where we've got shopping malls that we, you know, we kind of take for granted, they're there. In India, that stuff's just growing now, right in front of our eyes. And every time I go there now, I see new shops and new malls opening up, and a lot of companies are entering India, and there's a real appetite for new products in that youth market.
Yeah, I was also one of the notes. There's 67 million telephones and 69 million mobile telephones. These numbers just, I can't get my head around.
I know, it's extraordinary, you know, and you talk about, you know, we obviously meet with telco partners in each of these countries, particularly in India, and the growth of broadband and the growth of internet access and the growth of mobile phones, it's just staggering.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I'm lucky in my region in many ways. You know, I've got two big markets that have got huge growth potential, you know, China and India.
Right.
And the trick is just to really identify how you can enter those markets and have something that's really a good value offer for people.
Right.
And get them as part of the Xbox 360 community.
So what are we going to be sell? What's the package look like that we're going to sell over there? Do you know that?
Yeah, we're going to start with a value is an important thing, and value comes in different ways. It's not just price; it's about the different things you get. But we're going to launch with a launch bundle.
Okay.
We started with a what we called a pre-order bundle, where people could pre-order, put their name down, put some money down, and be one of the first to get an Xbox 360. With the core system, and we partnered with Adidas and EA Sports, and created around...
We say Adidas.
Adidas. I say Adidas. Yeah, we're partnering with those guys to put a package together because we did the pre-order program originally around the World Cup football time.
Sure.
And so that was centered on that, and so we've had great response to that. We'll have a launch bundle available at launch. And, you know, I just can't remember the exact details of what's in that bundle.
It's a fun bundle.
Yeah, it is. It's a fun bundle. And, you know, the great thing is, one of the things that's real exciting about India is their passion for cricket. And, you know, cricket's kind of like religion in India. Everyone's passionate about it. And so... One of the most important games we're going to have there is cricket on Xbox 360 from Codemasters. Yeah, so we're very excited about that. And one of the pillars of our marketing program there is to have ambassadors to really talk about the product and talk about the brand. And so we've got Yuvraj Singh, who's one of the really well known up and coming cricketers in the Indian cricket team. And we've also got a guy from Bollywood. So you've probably heard about Bollywood.
Of course,
you know, Bollywood's a guy in the Indian Hollywood.
Right.
We've got a young actor there who's really well known, who's come on our ambassador program as well. So, you know, for launch, it's going to be really, you know, really exciting time for introducing a new, fresh youth lifestyle brand and connect with people through the ambassador program.
Right.
I think it's going to be really exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So how does this, you know, you kind of outlined, I think I know what the differences are, but, you know, this is arguably a fairly young market.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, things are just starting to get out.
Yeah.
And then whereas your home of Australia is a fairly progressive market and it's older, right?
Yeah.
So those are primarily the differences. What about some of the other, I mean, you guys play cricket down in Australia.
Yeah, we play cricket. That's actually fun for me, being an Australian, going to India and so working with partners and working with people there, and cricket always comes up, so that's always fun. So, you know, we've got we have some fun conversations about Australia versus India, and that's always good. You know, I think that the young audience is, you know, quite similar in many ways. You know, they're fun loving, they like the same things, you know, music and going to movies and outdoor activity and following sport. You know, they're things that in Australia. One of the interesting things about Australia is when you came down, you would have seen that, you know, people that play video games, they don't do it as their only piece of recreation. You know, it's just part of a palette of things that people do.
There's a lot to do down there.
Yeah, you know, and there's outdoor and there's sports and, you know, people go surfing and play soccer and do, you know, there's so many different things. You know, they hang out with their friends, they go to restaurants, bars and things. I mean, there's a real cross-section of things. So... video games are a key part of what people do for their entertainment, and actually that's something that I saw as a similarity with people. We did a lot of research with young people in India before we kind of finally decided to go there, and it was really interesting. A lot of the same things started to come back. You know, hey, we like reading, we go to school, we hang out with our friends, we go to the mall, we play sport, we follow the cricket, and we watch TV. You know, so this cross section of activities that they do. And there's a real, what we saw is a real appetite for wanting to play video games and just use that as a social experience as part of their overall entertainment that they do. So a lot of some interesting similarities there. Interesting similarities.
The one I wanted to talk to you, the big news this week, of course, was the PS3.
Yeah.
And how they're not they've revised their numbers. They're not going to ship in Europe until next year. That's also happening down in Australia, right?
Yeah, because the Australian business is kind of connects to the same cycle as Europe.
Right.
Look, it's hard to say if it's good or bad, but I think I'd have to say that it's probably good.
Right.
And I think one of the things where our business is growing, we're getting more customers every day, got an incredible lineup of games on 360. You know, we're going to have like 150, 160 games available for 360 by holiday, by Christmas.
Some of these games are amazing.
It's just incredible. And, you know, we're really, not just in Australia, right through the region, you know, we've got tremendous momentum. We've got some fabulous new games for Asia. Blue Dragon at the end of the year will be just a huge game in Asia.
Yep.
Launching in India, it gives us a great opportunity to really build that business out. And so one of the things for us is I think that we're just continuing to go from strength to strength, building the platform, adding new games, new people coming onto the live service and, you know, engaging in things like, you know, live arcade, some of the new products coming through
there. What are you playing right now?
You know, I travel so much. I honestly, I just do not have time to play. A funny little game that I did start playing with my son, who's just 10, was table tennis.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, I really haven't got a lot of time to be playing. I got a copy of the game, took it home, and said to Anthony, hey, you want to have a game of this? And, you know, we got into it, and like 3 hours went past, and we're playing table tennis.
Yeah.
It was really good fun game. And my kids are young, so... You know, I try not to play some of the more serious games.
Yeah, some of the more serious. But table tennis is fun.
Oh, it was great.
It looks beautiful in the back. I mean, it's Pong.
Yeah.
It's Pong for the next generation.
Yeah, it's right. 3D Pong.
Yeah. So it was, that's fun. Now, I have to ask you this, because I ask all my guests, what's your gamer tag? Do you want to give that out?
Yeah. So my gamer tag's Bowfinger.
Okay.
So I was given that nickname a few years ago, anyone that follows the movies would have remembered the movie Bowfinger. But so that's what my name is Bowman, my surname. So
right.
that's my gamer tag. So right. Bowfinger. So.
Okay,
see me online.
You may get some messages from my listeners, my Australian listeners. You know, as I sit here and talk to you, I'm thinking you've got Australia. You're responsible for India.
Yeah.
You're responsible for Singapore.
Yeah, yeah.
All of these, I mean, in addition to all the other regions you mentioned earlier, and not only are you responsible for the Xbox business, but you've got all these other areas as well. No wonder you don't have any time to play games.
Yeah.
I mean, it blows my mind some of the things that you have to deal with, you know, from the mice, the keyboards that we have sell at Microsoft to Windows and Vista.
Yeah.
How do you do it all?
Well, I think the key for that, you've got to get yourself well organized, but you've also got to have good people. And one of the things that I think has really been the thing that's really helped me is I've got good people right around the region.
Right.
And, you know, I got a great team in Australia. And look, even though my base office is in Sydney, because that's where my family is and my other activities are, I don't spend a lot of time on their business because they've got a great team.
Yeah.
Real, you know, you've met them. They're smart guys.
Yeah, they're great.
And I can let them go. And I spend most of my time what we call like emerging markets,
like the India.
Yeah, like the India. Yeah, you know, I spend a lot of time on that. You know, we're doing a lot of work on China, trying to understand that opportunity.
Yeah.
And so that's where I tend to spend most of my time. I would say emerging markets and people management.
Sure.
So I think that when you have good people, it really helps you get your job done, and that's kind of the magic. If you can get that right, that helps you with your time management, just your travel management and stuff like that. So,
yeah, I was really impressed when I went down there. You know, just to get to your point, the amazing well-oiled machine you guys have down there.
Yeah,
team is unbelievable. When they were doing the event and just some of the events they had organized for us, when we went down, it was really a pleasure.
Yeah, that's great. It's good to hear. I mean, I think that. You know, we started with Xbox One a couple of months after the US launch. So I guess we launched here in the US in, what was it?
2001.
November 2001.
Yep.
And I think we launched in March 2002. So just followed on.
Yep.
We used the momentum of the US launch in Australia. And, you know, one of the things that I think those guys, that we did then was that we took the brand, we brought the brand to life.
Yep.
And rather than just be kind of a static thing and not just focus on games, it was about the great games, the great graphics, bring the brand to life, bring it into the community. And so we did a lot of really good marketing work there. And then at retail, which is really where customers go to buy stuff, you know, really brought that to life. And really, I think retailers loved the fact that we had a fresh brand and our retail execution stuff has now just really gone from strength to strength. So coupled with... You know, I think one of the things I talk about as I go around the region is what culturally connected marketing.
Yeah.
You know, in Australia, we did stuff on the beach. It's just obvious. So it's kind of obvious, right?
But yeah, you have to be on the beach.
But you've got to be on the beach in Australia because, you know, a lot of the lifestyle... I mean, most people live on the coastal areas, most of the population. And so a lot of activity centers around the beach. It also centers around, you know, sporting activity. And so a lot of our marketing that we do, community marketing stuff, centers around... You know, rugby and football and soccer and stuff. It gives because that's where you really connect with the community. So
now, do you also oversee the Polynesian areas as well? I mean, are we doing anything out there?
No, we're not doing anything out there. We're in New Zealand.
Okay.
And New Zealand really is part of the Australia business. So Australia and New Zealand connect as a region.
Yep.
And we do some really unique things in New Zealand. And again, a small place. There's only like 4 million people. Singapore and New Zealand are about the same size. There's about 4 million people in both of those markets. In New Zealand, though, those guys, we've got a team on the ground in New Zealand. They do some fantastic... When we launched Xbox 360 over there earlier this year, you know, they had the touring bus and they're involved with the local bands, a lot of independent bands, and really did some great, you know, what I call kind of grassroots level marketing. Yeah. But then there's a great exchange of ideas between what goes on in Australia and what goes on in New Zealand. So that team really got a good synergy. They're working well together.
Yeah, the reason I asked is because I'm trying to get my office moved to like Tahiti.
Oh yeah, wouldn't that be
or
good?
Bora Bora? So I didn't know who to ask.
Well,
so
I think you got to ask Chris in Europe because it's a French, you know, it's kind of a French colony,
oh, that's
right?
True.
the interesting thing is with Xbox is that over the last 5 years, the brand of Xbox has grown so much that there's so much interest in Xbox coming from so many different places now.
Right.
And I think back to your comment about PS3, you know, the thing for us is that we're just building momentum all the time.
Right.
And we've got capacity and we know we've got a great product that's just customers love, and we've got great games, and the business is just expanding rapidly. So, it's an exciting time for the business.
Well, good luck with the launch in India. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it out there because I'm going to be traveling to Tokyo. Are you going to be at the Tokyo Game Show?
I'm not going. We've got a team game, but the one thing we have got is Peter Moore, who runs the games business. He's going to go from Tokyo. I got him on a flight to Delhi to help us with the launch, and then he's heading to Europe. So
they were actually trying to get me along on that, and I was like, ugh. I said, how long do we need to be in India?
You just got to get on it, mate. Come on.
Seriously. I was looking at the schedule, and it looks like literally...
It's a horror schedule, but just do it.
You land in India, and it's
straight,
like...
Straight to the launch.
Keep the engines running, because you're going to go and come right back. Good God.
Yeah. At a great personal expense to me, I've managed to get Peter Moore to agree to go to India, so...
he's always out there. He loves what we're doing here, and he's always, you know, he travels the world as an emissary for Xbox, and it's great. So I definitely need to work on that. But Alan, I appreciate coming. I got to ask you one question though, because I mean, big news this week. Do you want to talk about the Crocodile Hunter?
I tell you what,
I can't have an Australian in my office this week and not ask that question.
No. Look, it really came as a bit of a shock.
Sure.
I mean, to be honest, I was actually on the flight from Sydney to Los Angeles, and one of the cabin steward guys, I was awake, I was watching a movie or something, he came up and said, "Oh, I just heard from the captain that Steve Irwin died." I went, "What?" You know, I thought he was joking.
Yeah.
And so I didn't think more about it, and got to LA, and I was sitting in the airport there waiting for the flight to come up to Seattle, and there it was on the news.
Right.
Like, it was just on the news. It
biggest
was on
day.
CNN,
yeah.
It was on everything, and it was as big as anything. And I went, wow, that's huge. And he was very popular up here.
Yeah, very popular. Was he same popular down in Australia?
Everyone knew who he was. He had a certain audience that liked his stuff.
Right.
But the shows were huge in the US.
Yeah.
But look, he's a rogue. He was a likable character.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just a bit out there, a bit crazy, but you know, just a typical knockabout Aussie guy.
Yeah.
But I've been here for 3 or 4 days. It's been in the news or in the papers every day.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. And look, I've been looking back on the websites back home just to keep up with the local news and talk to my wife and stuff. And it's obviously been on the news every day there.
Right.
So I think it just came as a bit of a shock. The shame is that he's got young kids.
Yeah.
And you know, like he became this kind of rogue, iconic kind of character that followed on in the footsteps of Paul Hogan, who was the original kind of crocodile hunter kind of guy.
Absolutely.
And he was kind of this new iconic sort of character.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a terrible shame. It's the weirdest thing. I mean, that is the first time I had ever heard.
Yeah, because I'm a diver.
Oh wow!
And when I heard that, I was like, not that that's anything close has ever happened to me with that, but it's, you know, when you're underwater, it's a different world.
Yeah, totally. You know, they were literally. I think they were snorkeling. I think they were kind of snorkeling on the surface,
and
so they were above the stingrays. But you know, Australia is a big place, and there's so much wildlife and stuff there. But it's weird because that was just a very odd. That was just a very odd accident.
Freaky.
It could probably never happen again. You know.
Yeah.
It's just. But anyway, look, I think it came as a huge shock to people, and it's a terrible shame for the family and everything else.
Yeah, you mentioned about, and that's the one thing I noticed when I went to Australia. And we're going to go off the rails for a second here. I called it the land of misfit animals. You guys have the strangest but coolest animals. Now, I remember that I spent an afternoon at this wildlife reserve, and it was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I love wildlife, and I just really enjoyed that part of my trip. But.
There's I got a little property in the country just outside of about 2 hours out of Sydney, and because the country's really been in a lot of drought over the last few years, a lot of the wildlife that's sort of out further west is kind of starts to migrate further to the coast because there's, you know, it's greener and there's more rain.
Do you have kangaroos in your backyard now?
Everywhere. And that was well spotted. Seriously, I mean, you get up in the morning, you can have, you know, 20 or 30 kangaroos just hopping around the paddock, and yeah, for the kids it's great, but you know, now you kind of take it for granted because there's so many animals around. But you know, but you've got snakes, you just got to, you know, you just, thinking about Australia is that you can't worry, you just got to be careful, you know, just, if you're out in the bush or out in the country, you just got to be careful.
Do you have any koalas?
No. There's koalas just are in the wild, but they're only in certain places, and they're protected as well. And so, I mean, all the wildlife, kangaroos aren't a protected species because they breed like rabbits.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That's the one thing I learned. Well, I'm going to let you go because you've got to get ready. You know, we're launching the
23rd.
When are we launching in India?
23rd of September.
23rd of September. So we're going to have all sorts of new people coming on the Xbox 360. Alan, thanks for coming by, man.
That's great.
Good thanks luck and have a safe trip back.
All right, man. Cheers.
Thanks for coming on the show, Alan, and good luck to the team down there, to Alan's team launching in India on the 23rd of September. That's exciting. All these great new people, great new countries coming onto the Xbox 360 platform to create the Xbox 360 universe. It's just, it's great. I'm really excited about it. And of course, thanks for Alan for just giving me a few minutes of his time because he's a busy man. I mean, you heard what he oversees, Vista and all the other stuff at the launch, and he took, you know, 20, 30 minutes out of his day to come hang out with me, so... Wow. So one of the, you know, I talked about this at the top of the show. One of the things that I'm playing a lot of, you know, I can't stop playing is Saints Row. And a lot of people, you know, kind of ding this for being a GTA Grand Theft Auto ripoff. But, you know, when you play it, you know, it's sure, it's for all intents and purposes, it's almost the same game. But this is, you know, when you play it, you realize just how groundbreaking Grand Theft Auto 3 was back in the day. You know, back in, what was it, 5 years ago? Yeah, 2001 was when it was really, when it really peaked. But, you know, you play that and it's just, it's, I'm playing Saints Row and it's just a fun, fun game. You know, I want to talk about the online in a moment, but, you know, a lot of people don't know about this game. I actually unlocked the strangest achievement. I wrote it down. Let me, I know, I'm sure if you, here's a spoiler. So if you don't want to know what the achievements are or which one I unlock, then do not fast forward for the next 60 seconds or so. The achievement I unlocked was Marathon Runner, where I traveled 26.2 miles on foot. So that was kind of cool. There's a lot of other achievements that I don't want to read off here for obvious reasons. But it's a lot of fun. You know, the other thing a lot of people may or may not know about this, because they ripped into the game and they probably didn't open up the little manual. Because, you know, frankly, the manuals that they put in games these days, they suck, right? Don't they really suck? I mean, usually it's like two pages of important health warnings, photo seizure, and all this other stuff. And then there's like another page of warranty and all this other crap. And then they're trying to sell you something here. But this one's actually not that bad. There's like pages and pages of credits. And I didn't know this, but did you know that Michael Rapaport is the voice of Troy? I did not know that. Or Tia Carrera is Lynn. And then there's the other one. Benjamin King is Michael Clark Duncan, who is, you may remember from The Green Mile. One of the voices that I don't know if I've come across yet is the character is Tanya Winters, and it's Mila Kunis. For those of you that don't know, Mila Kunis is one of my favorite female voices. She does... you know, she does a lot of cartoon voices. She's on that 70s show, and then she's also, you know, voices in The Family Guy and American Dad and so forth. So she's just phenomenal. But anyway, she's in here. So if you get a chance, you should always take a look and read the credits, because there's always something interesting in the credits that you may or may not learn. Anyway, so Saints Row, I am, okay, here's another spoiler alert for those of you that don't want to know anything about it. I am pretty much, fast forward, please. Okay, good. If you want, I'm going to talk about one of the missions. I am actually at the very last mission in, which one is it? The Los Canales. So I am at the last mission in that, and hopefully I'll be able to get that done in the next day or so. The other thing that I want to talk about is the online version of this. So the online is actually quite interesting for a couple of reasons. You know, it's not like the single player game. There's just different game modes in it, but the good thing about it is the game is going to have an auto update coming soon, and THQ has posted this on their site, because I played last night. Saturday night I was home and I played it with Tycho from Penny Arcade, and he and I went in and we tried to play a couple of games, and it was not good. So I know a lot of people have pretty much had the similar feedback, but we're going to, I know that there is an auto update coming along. What were we playing? We're playing Blinged Out Ride, which is, if you haven't had a chance to look at that mode, it's definitely, it's got a lot of potential. The other thing that this is, that's really neat about this is it has a modified party system, kind of like Halo 2, where you can, it's gangs, you can call it gangs, where you get your gang together and you can go up against other gangs in the online, and it's really cool. So I can't wait until they come out and get that all straightened out, because it was a lot of fun. Tycho and I were just having a really good time last night when we finally counted a couple of games that were pretty good. So he's playing Saints Row as well. He's also playing Chrome Hounds, but I know he's been going on and on about Chrome Hounds for a while. All right, let's move on past Saints Row. Also, if you're a publisher, I'm going to try to get somebody out from THQ to talk about Saints Row. I want to get one of the designers. I think I mentioned that one of the designer for one of the from the game is his son. Actually, works at Xbox Live. He was the designer for Freckle Bitches, but I want to get some other folks on from maybe some of the producers from Saints Row and talk about the game. Speaking of Saints Row, as if I've going on and on about this, it is the top Xbox Live game this week, or last week, I should say. Every Saturday, or usually every Saturday when I'm not traveling, I post the top Xbox Live activity for the previous week. And when I say activity, it's not just multiplayer games. It's also people that are playing single-player games, because in the world of Xbox 360, you're always connected. You know, so even if you're playing a single-player experience, you're always logged into Live. So that's so Saints Row is number one for the top Xbox 360 game, followed by Madden NFL, which was number one last week, followed by Call of Duty, Ghost Recon, and so on and so forth down the line. Of course, if you take original Xbox games, then Halo 2 is always, I want to say always number one, but it is the top of the list. But these are top Xbox 360 only games. I want to be very clear about that. So congratulations to Saints Row. A lot of people are obviously spending a lot of time offline playing that, and that's why it's being bumped up to number one. All right. Let's see what else we can talk about. I want to talk about Marketplace content. Big week in Marketplace this week. A lot of stuff going out. We had a couple of demos. Let me see if I can pull it up here. Let's see. We had a couple of trailers go. Of course, we had Arcade. I'm just pulling up my page here to go through some of the stuff that we had. There were some videos at the beginning of the week. We've got a Dead Rising theme, Samurai Warriors 2, the Uno PGR 3 deck. A demo for NHL 07 went live. And then the next day we had a demo for NHL 2K7 go live. And in between that, we had some other content. Also, this is actually an interesting thing, because I don't think this has happened on the Xbox 360 before. There was a Lord of the Rings, Battle for Middle Earth 2 price drop for the content. So they've got some content on Marketplace. It is now only 350 points. So If you didn't get that before and you want to get it, you should go ahead and download that for 350 points. That's the first time I think we've had a price drop on Xbox Live. I know that a lot of the publishers are experimenting with different things, and you know, when do we drop a price? Do we drop a price? When do we do it? How much after the game? When do we release content? So there's a lot of factors that different publishers are dealing with, so we're going to figure it out. And it's all based on, you know, if you guys like what you're seeing and if you download it. Anyway, all right, let's see, moving along here. We did Marketplace content. Of course, I have the Marketplace RSS feed. Talked about that. I'll talk about... boy, I'm just really ripping through the show here. This is pretty amazing. I guess we can talk. We can go into Name the Game. I mean, it seems kind of early to go into Name the Game, but I could go into Name the Game. Do I have anything else left to talk about? I guess not. I'll just mosey in. All right, let's go ahead and do Name the Game. This is the Name the Game clip for last week. I think that little blip at the end there gave it away. That was Counter-Strike. Counter-Strike, a classic game. Of course, it's now in the back compat list, which we announced last week. If you don't, a lot of people have asked, how do you get the back compat update? Very simple. You just drop an original Xbox game into your Xbox 360 drive if you're connected to Live, and you will be prompted for the update. So there you go. Speaking of that, have you seen this? Have you seen this little blip in? It was a news article that came out earlier this week, or it was on Joystick or Kotaku, one of those sites that we all monitor, you know, 10 times a day. It was a Circuit City somewhere on the West Coast of America that was charging people for the back compat update. Yeah, back compat update. Charging people. Right. because they can't plug into the wall. All right. Anyway, let's get back to name the game. So that was Counter-Strike, and if you guessed that, well done. But the person who actually won was Inboard Echo 419. Inboard Echo 419, congratulations. You grabbed yourself a Plantronics Major Nelson headset, and you are now have the cool, stylish headset from Plantronics. I'm working on some new ones for kind of to match the Xbox 360 styling, and I gotta call those guys this week to find out why they're not returning my calls. But we'll make the way for another name of the game this week. So let me fire it off. Okay, this one. I don't know. Here it is. What am I thinking? That is way too easy. All right. If you think you know what that is, email me major@xbox.com. major@xbox.com. In the subject line, please put name the game colon and your guess. In the body, please put your gamer tag and let me know where you're from because I'm tracking where my listeners are from. So think you know what that is. You must know what that is. You must know what that is. God, that was too easy. What am I doing? A couple of programming notes for the next couple weeks. As usual, when it gets to my travel schedule, I'm unable to put on shows on Sundays because Sundays tends to be the day that I travel. So I don't know as if I'm going to have a show next week because I believe I'm leaving for. I don't have my travel schedule with me, but I'm pretty sure I'm leaving for Tokyo next Sunday, not Monday. I know it's next week sometime. But and then from there I go to Barcelona. So it's going to be a couple of weeks where I'll be uploading audio and doing some great audio stuff from the road. You know, I'll have some interviews and I'll have any of the press briefings that we have. I'll definitely be carrying those. Also, I will be working, as I mentioned last week, I will be working on some cool videos for Xbox.com. I'm going to be traveling with my video guy, and I'm going to take some of the videos that he does that we put up on Xbox.com, and I'm going to put them on my site a few days later when I have time as video podcasts. So if you guys are interested in that, please let me know. I've done that a couple times before. I did that for E3, and people seem to like it. So it's... I want to continue doing that, but you know, I want to make sure that we get the stuff up on Xbox.com, and you can watch it in its full glory up there. But I also want to, like I say, shrink them down and have them so you guys to put on your devices. Does anybody have any other type of video devices? I know there's Creative Vision, of course, the Apple iPods and all those things, but I'm trying to figure out what formats I should make these in. So if anybody has any suggestions for what formats I should make the video content in, I know I need to make it in the MPEG-4. Is it MPEG-4? In the MPEG-4 format for the iTunes crowd, but I wanted to see if there's anything else that I should have up there. Also, these video iPod or video podcasts, whatever you want to call them, they will not be on my regular stream. You're going to have to come over and grab those off of the site. I don't think I'm going to put those on the RSS feed. I think it'll screw up all the people that have just audio devices connected to that. But I don't know. I'm open to it. I don't care. So yeah, so Tokyo, probably not doing a show next, probably the next 2 to 3 weeks won't have regular shows, so that easy name the game is going to have to last us for a while, because Tokyo Game Show and then X06. Boy, Tokyo Game Show is really going to be interesting, especially after this week's announcements. See what goes on there. You know, this is a part of the show where I talk usually about different gadgets, and I don't know if I have any interesting gadgets to talk about. It's been kind of a quiet gadgeting week. Although this one's actually pretty interesting, is many of you may know Wild Chicken. If you've listened to my shows for any time, I've had Wild Chicken on in the past, and he is a designer, works on the Xbox 360, and he is looking for some feedback. And so he posted his note. He has a space, you know, MSN spaces at wildchicken.spaces.live.com. Boy, those are horrible URLs. But he posted that he was looking for some feedback, and he has gotten 1,300 posts of comments over there of people looking for feedback. And unfortunately, people haven't distinguished feedback on the user interface versus features. Okay, and it's a fine line that we draw, but a lot of the people were doing feature requests, and this is all... you know, he was looking specifically for user interface requests. But either way, this type of dialogue we like to have with our community. And I will have Wild Chicken on in a couple weeks. I think he's on holiday vacation right now. So when he gets back or I get back, I'm definitely going to have him on the show again so we can talk about some of the feedback and why they made some of the decisions they did and so on and so forth. So Wild Chicken, check out his blog, and he will, and you can give him some feedback on that. So, have you guys watched? And this is total sidetrack here. Did you watch the Viva Pinata show Was on Saturday morning with you know, if you have kids, you woke up early and watched it. That has the most infectious theme song, and I was going to use it for my theme song this week, but I just couldn't do that to you, my listeners, because you'd be humming it all the time. So I'm not gonna, I decided not to use that as the open or the close of the show. So trust me, after you hear it once, you'll thank me that I didn't use it as the open or the close of the show. Believe me. Okay, so this is the part of the show where I'm going to kind of ask everybody to fasten their seatbelts and return their tray tables to the upright position, because we are going to land this puppy. I want to thank my friends over at Centricom. They provide Centricom.net. They provide MajorNelson.com and this show with a secured and assured hosting environment. They, you know, since they've come on board, we have had zero problems with people trying to get this show or access the blog. I mean, it's really been fantastic. So thank you guys. You do a great job. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but these shows that I do, these podcasts, blogcasts, they're quite successful. And Centricom actually caches it around the world at like different data centers using different, you know, CacheFly, which is a caching network. So I mean, that's pretty cool. I don't know of any other podcasts that are cached. If there are, let me know. All right, so this is Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson. I want to thank you again for downloading the show, saying have fun, play fair, send feedback because it really does matter. I'm not sure when I'm going to talk to you next time, but trust me, we will talk soon. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
It's party time!
I told you it was infectious. Have you seen the show? I mean, it's a kid's show, but good God, what is with that? It gets in my head and I can't get it out. And now I've got it in your head. I told you I wouldn't put it in the open and close, but I didn't tell you I wouldn't put it in the after show. You know, I didn't talk about what games are coming up this week because I've been so busy at work with preparing for Tokyo and Leipzig that I just haven't even had a chance. I know that Test Drive Unlimited is out. The hockey games drop, I think, next week. The two hockey games drop next week. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm completely unprepared for this section of the broadcast. I apologize. I apologize profusely. If you are, if you have a gang and you're in Saints Row, send me an email. Send me an email and let me know. Maybe we can match up sometimes. Also, hey, if you're sending me an email or if you're contacting me over live, please don't do the, don't send me a friend's request and say, hey, I just have to ask you one question. You know what? That's what I have email for, major@xbox.com, because I've actually accepted some friends' requests and gotten into chats where people just say, oh, wait a minute, I have this question. They just start going through this whole questions that, frankly, sometimes I can't answer. So I wish I could, but I can't answer them. So if you want to send me an email, I'm happy. I think people know, even though I have a message that bounces back and says I can't reply to all emails, I do try to reply to as many as I can. Yeah, so anybody, also I want to open this up, is there anyone over in Japan that is going to be attending the Tokyo Game Show from either Europe or North America? If you're going over, please let me know, drop me an email, and maybe we can connect when we're over there, because it's, you know what it's like, if you've ever been to Japan, you know you're kind of in a fish out of water, literally, and you don't know what's going on. It's always great to hook up and chat with other folks from the United States or from Europe. So if you're going to Europe, then or if you're going to the Tokyo Game Show, please let me know. I'd love to see you when you're over there. Meet some of the cool community folks. So, all right, I'm sorry. I got to get back. I want to finish this mission in Saints Row, so I am going to, yeah, I'm going to leave you with this. Here you go. Viva Pinata, filled with fun. Filled with fun. Viva.